Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. The electrifying dark fantasy novel, The Ascending Rose by Amber Kozlowski, is a suspenseful tale of a princess and her destined duty to save her kingdom and the vampire race from peril. The enthralling story of Nocturne Rosensturm, a princess of the Schwarzwald Kingdom, who joins with her family and friends to try to save both her kingdom and the vampire race. Amber is a skilled writer of fantasy. Her first published work was in the fifth grade through local media. She's always loved dark fantasy world, and she brings that world to life in The Ascending Rose, and author Amber Kozlowski, our guest on This Week in America. Amber, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Great to be here.
I love the world that you've created, the story you're telling in The Ascending Rose. First of all, where did this story come from? What was the inspiration for this story?
Well, it started back in the ninth grade. We were studying about the French Revolution in school. And my teacher, he was very thorough. He's like, did you ever know that there was a rumor that Louis Charles escaped the tower? And with me, thinking how I've always liked Anne Rice and Bram Stoker, I'm thinking, maybe I can swing that in my favor. And that's how the story came through.
That's interesting. So this has been a long time where the story has been developing in you. And I mentioned in the beginning your fascination with dark fantasy. Why this genre? Why does this appeal to you so much?
You got to thank Anne Rice for that.
Okay. So and they captured your attention, obviously, at an early age.
I started reading Anne Rice when I was about 8.
Oh, wow. So that was at an early age that you've been developing this, and it shows with the skill that you have in telling this story. The book is The Ascending Rose. Amber Kozlowski is our guest. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Let's go back and focus specifically on this story. Why did you choose this particular time frame?
Well, I've always wanted to time travel and go back in time, considering how the world is at times. And I've always wanted to live in a simpler time. That's why I chose it.
How difficult is it to go back in a past time, a simpler time, and tell the story and get it as somewhat accurate? How difficult is that? So it's believable. The world that you're creating is a fantasy world, but it's believable as well.
Took a lot of research and a lot of creative thinking.
And creative writing, I would think, too. How many times did you have to go back and revise things because you weren't just fully satisfied with what you came up with?
I've lost count. I think it's over 12.
Okay, that's one of the, it sounds so glamorous to sit and write, and then you go back and you go through the editing process, and you go back and you try to fine-tune a little bit, and that has to be, at some point gets to be tedious, but it accomplishes something, which is telling a remarkable story, which you do in the dark fantasy, The Ascending Rose. I mentioned several of the characters in the beginning. I hope they got the names correctly. I love the characters you've come up with. How did you come up with the different names for the characters?
I used to have a pocket translator on me. That's how I came up with them.
Interesting. So that basically, I thought maybe there was hours at the library researching and whatever, and that's how you came up with the names. They work, they fit, they do such a nice job in telling the story. What made you fuse vampirism with dragons and royalty? This is an interesting story you tell. How did you come up with that fusion?
Because of all the vampire stories I've read, none of them ever included anything like that. So I decided to, and I also like all those things.
Well, it's interesting. You can combine all of that and do something. You're not redoing what somebody else has already done. This is an original take on the dark fantasy. It's the dark fantasy novel, The Ascending Rose by Amber Kozlowski. That's Kozlowski, if you're Googling. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly to Amber's Amazon page, information there on the book, and you can order it there as well. I briefly touched on, in a couple of sentences, what the story is about. Is there more to the story? It's a very entertaining story, but there's more there as well. Talk about if there is more to the story that you hope people take away.
Oh, there is more, but it will be revealed in later novels.
I thought maybe I had to get a spoiler alert there that we would actually go through. But yeah, now I was just going to ask you about that. Are you working on a series?
Oh, yeah. I got four novels in the work. Three novels of in their continuation of that one and one on the side.
You know, it's interesting. When you went into writing The Ascending Rose, did you know this was going to be the first of a series, or did you start telling the story and you sort of figured, I got enough here for several books?
Actually, no. I actually knew I was going to do more because I would write The Ascending Rose, then my mind would go like, writer's block, I'll think of something else. And then I would move on to another one.
Talk about writing a book when you know it's going to be a sequel. How challenging is that to make sure that, you know, you're telling a complete story, yet you bring it to a cliffhanger at the end so everybody can be continued and we're going to want to grab the next sequel in the story? How challenging is that to tell a story and then lead it into the next one?
It's very challenging, but if you put your mind to it, you can do it.
Well, and you've done it so well with The Ascending Rose. Amber Kozlowski is the author and our guest. Book available at Amazon, all the usual places. What's the future hold for? Let's talk about the books before. How many books do you think there'll be in the series? You mentioned you've got several ready to go. How many will be in the series?
It depends because one of my friends I talk to, and he helps me with some things too.
That's interesting, the input you get. And how important is that, the input, family, friends, and in particular readers, the feedback that they give you on the story? How important is that to a writer to welcome that input?
It's very good because then you can either improve or keep going with the way you have it going.
And if you get, you know, positive results, you know you're onto something, which you've done with The Ascending Rose. Does anyone die here? I don't want to give too much away on down the line, but talk about in The Ascending Rose.
Well, somebody kind of dies, but he is revived as a vampire.
Interesting. Okay, no more than that. That's all Amber's going to give us on what happens in The Ascending Rose. Will you introduce new characters as you go through the different sequels? Is this something, will you bring some new characters in?
Oh, believe me, I have my whole master character list already on my computer.
You know, that's interesting. How do you do that? Do you really sort of flesh these people out ahead of time, or sort of a rough outline, and then you go from there once you start telling the story? It sounds like you've got a pretty good idea who's going to be new in the story and what they're going to do.
It depends on which one I was writing. There was in the second one, I was writing something like, okay, I need somebody more evil to do something, and that's where the new character Macy came from and everything.
How do you go about doing this when you sat down to do The Ascending Rose? Do you have a strict outline you follow, or is it sort of, I think I know where I'm going to go, let's see where the characters take this?
I basically keep everything handwritten in big old 2-inch binders, so I can always go back on where I left off and continue from there.
Interesting. It's a good way to do that. Amber Kozlowski, our guest on the program, the book The Ascending Rose. How long did it take you to write The Ascending Rose?
Handwritten or the type version, because the type version took less than 3 months.
Oh, interesting. And that came from the process when you thought, okay, I have the story, I'm going to tell the story, till it actually was published. How long a period was that?
Let's see, from 2000 when I was 14 to about 2017, I'm thinking, okay, this is good final draft. I think it's getting close to publish it.
Okay, now how are you coming with the others? It sounds like they're there and ready to go, so it's not going to take 13, 14 years for the second one, I assume.
Oh, no. Once I had finished the handwriting, that's when I start the typing.
Ah, okay, that's interesting. You go from handwriting to typing, a little behind the scenes, what successful authors do, in this case, Amber Kozlowski. The book is The Ascending Rose. What kind of feedback have you had for this? I'm reading reviews and people love the story, the world that you've created. What kind of feedback do you get from family and friends with the story?
One of my friends, Casmo, has been. He too was a writer. He writes stuff too, but he's been inspired to write more and everything.
It's interesting. So they enjoy what you're writing, and they decide, I'd like to get in and get involved in doing this as well. I mentioned in the beginning, started in the fifth grade, your first published work with local media. Talk about what was that story that you wrote?
It was just a simple short story about, I don't really recall because it was so long ago, but it was a simple short story that involved nature and other things, and there was also poetry.
Interesting. So that's when this interest really started to develop. It took a few years to get to the Ascending Rose, but sometimes real life gets in the way. But is that when you were bitten for the first time that I really enjoyed this?
Yeah, it would actually be when I was eight.
Eight. Okay. That's when that kicked in and you really decided, okay, this is something that I would like to do. What were your influences? Why at such an early age did you get wrapped up into reading and writing? What influences did you have at that age?
Well, it would have to be my parents always reading to me ever since I was a baby. So that's what caused it.
Yeah. How important is that for parents to read and to, when the children are capable, for the children to read and talk about the stories that they're reading? That obviously was a big part of your background and who you are and the success you're having today.
It's very important because it helps the creativity bug hit you and everything. You read all these stories, then you start thinking, what if I could write a story? What if I can write poetry? What if I can write short stories? And it goes on and goes on until you get to it. That, okay, I think I shall do this.
Well, and you have, and the end result available, we're talking about on the program today, The Ascending Rose by Amber Kozlowski, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. What type of writing do you like best? You mentioned short stories. We're talking about the dark fantasy novel, The Ascending Rose. You mentioned poetry. Is there any one form of writing you like more than the others?
Not really. I like writing anything, except I do lean more close to like long stories, novels, and everything.
Well, you've got time to sort of flesh it out. I would always think with a short story, boy, you're really limited and you need to move the story along. And poetry always seems so intimidating. You obviously didn't find it that way. Is it easy for you to express yourself in poetic form?
Sometimes it is, but most of the time I express myself in my stories.
It's interesting how that works. Amber Kozlowski, our guest on the program, The Ascending Rose is the name of the book. Now, as a mature writer, writing these stories, you've got this series that's going to continue. Who are some of the people that influence you now? Who are some of the writers that you really enjoy reading?
It would have to be James Patterson, Dan Brown, of course, Anne Rice, the master of the vampire world.
Yes.
Let's see, John Stanford, and others.
Well, you've got a good group there, and it's interesting sort of following in that path with the writing styles of all those successful authors that you mentioned. The story is very descriptive. Have you thought about, you know, a motion picture, a TV series, something based on The Ascending Rose?
When I come to that, I'll think about it, but I have thought about it.
And you write in such a way that you can almost see this unfold as you're telling the story. That would be interesting if, in fact, that did happen. In character development, how do you go about having the right number of characters? You don't want too many. You want enough that's going to enhance the story. How difficult is it to find the right balance in characters? So some authors overwhelm you with characters, and you almost need a glossary to go back and look and see who's who and what they've done in this. You seem to have a good handle on that. How difficult is it to have just the right number of people to tell the story?
It's mind over willpower, basically. You know this is good. Okay, don't add no more characters. Oh, wait, I can make this a little better. Maybe I'll add another character. It's the constant influx in your brain adding or not adding.
Yeah, and I think, have you ever added somebody then gone back and gone, no, not right now. Really, it's not the time.
Oh, yeah, I did, actually. I've done that.
That you get there and you think, okay, this is going to be a great addition, and then you find out it really doesn't fit in there. How are you coming with the other books? When can we expect to see the others in the series?
It depends. I got to first get a new computer.
Ah, okay. How important is that to have that computer there? I mean, you mentioned doing it, you know, a notebook and longhand. How nice is it to have the computer there to easy to go back and make changes?
It's good, but like I prefer the handwriting version.
That's interesting. So your handwriting is such a, if I had to go back and reread my handwriting to see what I wrote to put in the computer, I would be in big trouble. So you feel comfortable going back and doing that way. Talk what this has been like for you to have this idea as a youth, to be able to tell these stories in a brand new, unique way, have the success that that you've had. Book is published now, The Ascending Rose. What's this been like for you? What's this journey been like?
Long and tedious, but it was worth it.
Yeah, when you picked the book up for the first time, you actually have a copy of The Ascending Rose. What was that experience like? Because there was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears and years that went into getting to that point. What was that like when you picked it up and you saw your book cover, your name on the cover?
I can't believe I did this.
Yeah, that had to be a great feeling of elation, and one that you're going to feel over and over again as you keep writing these letters, writing these books, and doing so well with these. A couple minutes left in the program. One of the nice things I would think with dark fantasy, and you found the key to that. You can sort of take it wherever you want with this world that you've created, this suspenseful tale and the different characters. Is that part of the fun of doing a dark fantasy novel? Is you've got a blank slate. You can do about whatever you want and take the characters wherever you want.
Basically, I didn't think it was dark fantasy. I just wrote it because I just liked to.
Okay, well, how important is that for a writer to write something that they'd like to read? And it sounds like if you were just out there buying and weren't Amber Kozlowski, you would buy this book and probably enjoy it. How important is that to tell the story you want told?
It's wonderful to tell a story how you want it to be told. It's just wonderful. I would read my own book.
And probably have a number of times, as well as family and friends in doing this. The book is The Ascending Rose. Amber Kozlowski is our guest on the program. The spelling, if you're Googling, is Kozlowski. The Ascending Rose is available at Amazon, all of the usual places, and look forward to more in the series coming out soon. Do you have in your mind sort of a wrap-up for this series, or are you still coming up with ideas?
I'm thinking of bringing them into the future, into this time frame later on.
Ooh, I like that. Boy, that opens up a whole lot of doors, doesn't it? You've got, boy,
yes,
you could do
does.
You could do 20 of these. You could go on and do a whole series in different time frames. Amber, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I'm just thoroughly impressed with what you've done in creating The Ascending Rose, which is the first of many that will follow in the series. Congratulations on the success of The Ascending Rose, and thank you for being with us on the program.
You're welcome, and thank you.
It has been our pleasure, and it's Amber Kozlowski, Kozlowski. The Ascending Rose, send it to Amazon. That's easy to remember, but wherever books are sold, you can order and enjoy your copy of the book. Share it with family and friends as well. Amber's been our guest on the program, and for more information, just go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.